Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour here on Tuesday morning. And if you missed the discussion earlier in the program, there's an article by Dan Medeiros up at theheraldnews.com. You do have to be a Herald News subscriber to be able to read the story in its entirety. But there's a story about how U.S. Ghost Adventures, the owners of the Lizzie Borden house, have once again sought to keep the neighbor, Miss Lizzie's Coffee, from doing business. U.S. Ghost Adventures filed a brief Monday with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit, asking the appeals court to reverse a federal district court judge's decision denying them a preliminary injunction against the coffee shop while pursuing a lawsuit against the cafe. And there's some claims that are made in this story from the brief itself about continued confusion between the two businesses, about customers to the Lizzie Borden house actually being angry about this association not being, not having the two businesses being related, and a story about a Fall River City official that tried to blame the house for trying to do business with the coffee shop without filing all the proper paperwork first in a situation that happened weeks after all the paperwork had properly been filed. So let's get down to the heart of the matter with the owner and operator of Miss Lizzie's Coffee. Joe Pereira is joining us on the line. Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good morning, Tim, and good morning to all your listeners.
And we thought we were past all of this. We knew that this lawsuit was kind of lurking in the background, but the last time I had spoken to you, it seemed like there was, you know, some sort of a gentleman's agreement here that they weren't going to pursue any more legal action against you.
Well, I thought there was, but apparently once again, I can't say I'm not surprised, because I kind of figured that they would try and okie doke me, as they say. We won the first time with Judge Leo Sorokin from the federal court, and I thought, you know, that was it. And then I guess he wanted to appeal that decision, and then we met with a federal mediator, and I thought it was over. The mediator agreed that, you know, I can keep my name, that I can keep everything the same way, and I can continue to sell my coffee and sell, certain products that we have, certain things, books, shirts, whatnot. And my attorney and I guess his attorneys were coming up with some sort of agreement. And I did not agree with some of the things that they that U.S. Ghost Adventures attorneys had put in the agreement, which had nothing to do with what both Judge Sorokin and the federal mediator, the other judge, had, you know, told me that, you know, had nothing to do with anything. He apparently, Mr. Zoll apparently wanted me to not have anything to do with any type of ghost tours, which, I mean, he, you know, I don't have anything to do with ghost tours, but who knows, maybe in the future. And I, to be honest with you, I have no intention of getting involved in that. But, you know, I as an American, I would think that I should have the right to open up any type of business, you know, provided that it's within the law. And how can he dictate that I can't do that? Right. And then he also wanted to dictate exactly what I'm going to sell in my shop. I'm like, no, this had nothing to do with what was discussed in court. So no, I told my attorney, I said, no, let them appeal it. Let them go to court, because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to be bullied into submission because they're threatening, you know, that I'm going to spend a whole pile of money and I'm going to end up losing my business. They're trying to force me into bankruptcy. I'm sorry. That isn't going to happen. I'll continue the fight until my last breath if I have to. I'm not going to submit, you know, to any type of bullying tactics. And then today when I read the article and this Mr. Krueger claimed that a city official contacted him, I posted on my Facebook a copy of the business certificate that was given to me by the city of Fall River on June 1st of 2023. It was notarized. It was stamped by the city clerk. And I've got all the documentation showing that on June 1st, we registered as a business. So why on June 27th would a city official contact, go out of their way to contact this Krueger fellow from U.S. Ghost Adventures, who I don't even know who he is. I don't know anything about him. I don't know what a director of operations for that organization even does. Why would a city official contact them and say, oh, well, you know, you don't have the necessary, if we already did.
Right.
If we had it.
I was going to say,
it makes no sense.
Even if they did, Joe, even if a city official did contact them because that city official, you know, made some mistake, didn't bother to look up the paperwork before reaching out to them or whatever, just saw the sign in the window and knocked on the door and said, hey, what the heck, or called them and said, what the heck, that isn't your fault. You had filed all the paperwork. So if that person has confusion as a result of it, that's their own problem. That's not anything that you could be held responsible for. And it doesn't justify their claim, U.S. Ghost Adventures claim, that there's too much of a similarity between the two businesses. That was just somebody making a mistake, if that situation even happened at all.
The first time we went to court, and you know, anyone's welcome to look at the court transcripts. The first time we went to court, Judge Sorokin asked Lance Zoll's attorneys if I had opened Miss Lizzie's Coffee at the train station, would they have a problem with that? And they said, no, they wouldn't have any problem with that. So my question is, you have no problem with me opening up anywhere else, but you have a problem with me opening up next door. You can't dictate what someone, in my opinion, this is America. You can't be dictating what your neighbor is going to do. He doesn't pay my bills. He doesn't, you know, help me with anything here. If anything, I'm helping him. I'm bringing more people to his place. But he, you know, I don't understand it. And on top of all that, okay, I, you know, it makes no sense to me whatsoever, any of this. And what I warn them about is be very careful. These people are involved in a federal lawsuit. Be very careful with your affidavits. Be very careful with your so-called witness statements, because perjury is still a crime. And believe me, every single person who claims whatever they want to claim in an affidavit with a federal court, I intend to bring all of those people into court. And under penalties of perjury, they have to testify based on what their statement is. And you're going to see it's going to be a totally different story. And I don't mind. I don't mind at all, because the truth always ends up coming out. So, you know, they better be very careful, because they're making accusations and they're backing those accusations with certain statements. And I intend on showing those statements for what they're worth. So they better be very careful. This is not, you know, a district court. This is U.S. federal court.
Well, do you...
And,
sorry,
and,
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, and another thing. Their attorney said that I was mocking the legal system. No, I wasn't mocking the legal system. I was mocking how nonsensical Lance Zal and his company is being. Because, to me, they're just being bullies. So that's what I'm mocking. I would mock any bully that tries to bully people into submission. So
yeah, it says here.
I believe in the legal process. I should, because I won when we went to court. So, you know, I'm not mocking the legal process. I think they're 100% correct.
In the Herald News story, Dan Medeiros' story, it says, U.S. Ghost Adventures notes that Miss Lizzie's has posted a disclaimer. Our ghosts are totally independent, not to be confused with any other ghosts, which it claims is, quote, too cute by half and, quote, makes a mockery of a serious legal issue. So you're basically going to go into court, U.S. Ghost Adventures, and say the disclaimer that is on the website for Miss Lizzie's Coffee makes a mockery of a serious legal issue when the federal court does not recognize the existence of ghosts as being an even actual real entity. How can it be making a mockery of a serious legal issue if ghosts aren't even recognized by the law?
Right. Well, you know, first of all, they make certain statements about ghosts who supposedly are from my coffee shop, the premises where my coffee shop is. They claim that my ghosts haunt, or I shouldn't say my ghosts, I'll say the ghosts of the building, okay, that because I don't own any ghosts. They own themselves. I'm not like other people who think they own everything. But anyway, they claim that the spirits that haunt where I'm at haunt their place. And I think that's ridiculous. And yeah, I did it tongue in cheek. I thought it was funny. I thought it was ridiculous, because why would my ghosts want to go to his place? I don't claim that his ghosts are in my place. Although I did claim, in an earlier broadcast that Andrew Borden comes into my coffee shop every morning and has a double espresso, but I mean, you know, that's besides the point. I did it as a joke.
Right, yeah, that was tongue-in-cheek, yeah.
Yeah, but no, they put up toys and this and that and say, oh, that's from the children that were killed in a well next door. Well, why do you need to do that? Why do you need to, you know, I just think the whole thing is nonsense. It's just ridiculous, and I don't take any of that nonsense, you know, with any grain of salt, whatever. I mean, the guy wants to sue me. He wants to waste his time and money. Fine. Because in the end, you know, he's going to have to prove everything. And he's not going to be able to.
And
he can't own history.
Judge Sorokin already said in his decision about the injunction that this doesn't meet the criteria for what he feels is you impeding his business. There's claims here in this story in the Herald News that customers of the Lizzie Borden House are angry when they find out that there's no association between your business and that business. Can I ask you, on your side of things, has anybody ever come into your coffee shop and been angry because your coffee shop is not related to the Lizzie Borden house?
No, and I can't imagine why anyone would be angry that we're not associated with them. I can't understand that. Why are you angry? I mean, you know, now I was told that the reason why the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast doesn't want people to bring coffees or things of that nature into the museum there, into the bed and breakfast, is because if someone spills something, you know, it makes a mess and stuff like that. Sure. I understand that. I understand that totally. Because the other day, I donated a group of people had contacted U.S. Ghost Adventures and asked if they could donate for this organization for them to tour the house because they were, you know, fans of the Lizzie Borden house. And they were turned down. They said no. So I said, they came to my coffee shop and I said, oh, you know what? I said, look, I'll pay for all six of you to go. We'll book it and I'll pay you know, for you guys to go and enjoy yourselves. It'll be my donation. So they were happy. So I paid for them to go and tour the house because they were all, fans of it. So I paid for that organization to take six people to go and tour the house. And on that day, I went over and they asked me, do any of them have beverages? I says, well, one of them has water. And they said, oh, that's fine. Water's fine because it won't, you know, dirty anything. But if it's a coffee or something, it could spill on a couch or something. We don't want that. I said, yeah, that's fine. That's okay. So that was my impression, that that's why they don't want people bringing their drinks over there. But as far as people being mad, I mean, I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we've talked about this before and we've read the comments online. You know, the more this goes on, the more it's damaging the reputation of the Lizzie Borden house, because people see this for as frivolous as it is, that there's no infringement happening. You would be able to profit off the Lizzie Borden name if you were operating somewhere else. There's no conflict of trademark. You're not utilizing the hatchet that he has a trademark for. You're not utilizing the name that he has the trademark for. This is just basically, Judge Sorokin already said this is pointless, and yet it's still going to be pushed forward, which is of course U.S. Ghost Adventures' right to do. But it's, if you know that you're going up against a losing effort, why do you keep pushing if you are only getting negative blowback as a result? I mean, who's cheering them on in the corner saying, "Yeah, fight the good fight"? They're under the auspices of they're trying to protect their small business. They're the big conglomerate that seems, in my eyes, to be going after the small business.
Well, here's the thing, and here's what I fully intend on arguing. Number one, you know, he's got a trademark for a hatchet. Okay, he's got a trademark for a specific hatchet. It's supposedly the famous handleless hatchet that was used, that was presented as evidence at Lizzie Borden's trial. Okay. Now, I'm going to challenge that in a federal court because I don't understand how anybody could have. Now, number one, I must say, I don't use that hatchet. I use a completely different hatchet in some of the signs and logos that we do. And the judge agreed there were no similarities, totally different. But his specific hatchet, I'm going to show that his trademark for that hatchet is actually completely worthless, because anyone who got that trademark, it would have been ridiculous for them to get that trademark in the first place, because they didn't own that. If anyone owned that, it would have been either the Fall River Police Department, which presented that into evidence, or the Fall River Historical Society, which to this day still has that hatchet, as part of their, in their museum. So he doesn't own that hatchet. So what I'd like to know is how he can have a trademark of something that belongs to someone else. So I don't understand that. And hopefully a federal court would clarify that. So in essence, what I'm saying is he can have whatever he thinks he has, but it's essentially worthless.
And so now the next steps, because we've only got a few moments left here, but the next steps are for, now that this brief has been filed, it's up to your attorneys now to file a brief attempting to prove that the judge's ruling was correct, and then a panel of three judges will consider the briefs and make a ruling, and we don't know when that can happen, but obviously the injunction wasn't granted by Judge Sorokin, but is there, as far as you know, is there any attempts to have another injunction while this process is going through, or is that not a possibility?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I mean, I think as far as the injunction goes, my personal opinion, and I don't know, but I doubt that, you know, they would be able to get another injunction because, I mean, you know, they've already been turned down.
Right.
So I don't think they can appeal that. I think what they're doing is they're just continuing and wanting to, you know, I think the next step is going to be the three-judge panel. And they'll, you know, look at the merits of it. And then after that, I think it's, I may be wrong, but I think it's a trial. And then whatever, I mean, I'm prepared for it. So, you know, that's it.
All right. Well, I want to thank you, Joe, for joining us and for shedding some light on this. And please keep us up to date with everything as it happens.
Thank you. And I'm going to tell you afterwards, I'm going to write a book. It's going to be entitled Miss Lizzie and Me, which I'm almost done with it. And people will love to read about some of the intricacies of all this and the truth behind what really happens with these so-called ghost adventures. So we'll see.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you, sir. You have a great day. Say hello to all your ghosts over there and everybody else.
I will. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. That is Joe Pereira. He is from Miss Lizzie's Coffee. And again, the Herald News has the story about the filing from U.S. Ghost Adventures, but it's we thought this was settled. And again, it's U.S. Ghost Adventures' right to keep pursuing this, but when the judge wrote something so clearly laying out why the injunction was denied, I don't know how you look at that and say, there's a pathway here to continue, except just stubbornness. And when you're facing negative blowback from the community for what you're doing, why would you keep doing it? I get it. If you feel that you are right, keep fighting the good fight. But I think deep down inside, U.S. Ghost Adventures must know that this is frivolous. 508-996-0500. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll have the news with Phil.
A state of emergency in Maryland after a major bridge collapses. Trump's hush money trial has a start date, and the solar eclipse could mess with your travel plans.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
People who live near a major bridge that collapsed in Baltimore say it sounded like a bomb went off.
Woke up to my house vibrating, and the big bang is what woke me up out of bed.
John Gray says his whole house shook. Video shows the moment the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after one of its supports was struck by a large vessel around 1:30 this morning. Baltimore City fire officials say up to 20 individuals may be in the Patapsco River, as well as multiple vehicles. Dive teams are in the water looking for survivors, and authorities say two people have already been pulled to safety. The bridge is heavily traveled, carrying north and southbound lanes of Interstate 695. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency. Former President Trump's New York hush money trial will begin next month. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
A judge rejected a further delay in the case and set jury selection to begin on April 15th. Trump's lawyers had asked to have the trial to either be delayed or dismissed. This comes as an appeals court lowered the bond that Trump has to pay in his New York civil fraud trial. The court lowered the bond from $454 million to $175 million and gave him 10 days to make the payment. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Los Angeles and Miami homes of rapper and businessman Sean Diddy Combs have been raided by Homeland Security over reported allegations of sex trafficking. At least two of Diddy's sons were detained outside the L.A. home. The investigation is being handled by Homeland and may be tied to two recent lawsuits, one which accused Diddy of sex trafficking and the other dealing with sex with minors. Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on baseball and never asked anyone to do it for him. The Dodgers superstar spoke to the public for the first time Monday since allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving his former interpreter came out last week. Through an interpreter, he said he's very sad that someone close to him would be accused of theft and illegal sports betting. A judge is dismissing a lawsuit from Elon Musk against a hate speech oversight group. The owner of X alleged in his case that the Center for Countering Digital Hate illegally gathered data from the social media platform to report on the spread of hate speech and misinformation online. Judge Charles Breyer ruled that the lawsuit sought to punish the CCDH.
Nothing I can say, a total.
And the FAA is warning of potential delays for commercial flights during next month's total solar eclipse. The rare astronomical event will happen April 8th with the path of totality across a dozen states. Passengers can expect delays between April 7th and 10th as people flock to the best areas to witness the eclipse.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
Boston Red Sox go for a second straight win against the Texas Rangers today at 2. The Bruins hope to snap their two-game skid tonight when they play the Panthers in Florida. And the Celtics, who lost to the Hawks 120-118 last night, try their luck with Atlanta again on Thursday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody. Bundle up this morning. Wind chill value is around 30 with breezy conditions throughout the rest of the day. As we head into the afternoon hour, we'll continue with that chance for drizzle. Temperatures are still below average as we head into the overnight hours, dip into around 40. Patchy fog Wednesday, mild in the mid to low 50s. Overnight Wednesday into Thursday, the rain does move in with the wind remaining in place. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
So that is Molly Hatchet. Get it? Get it, Molly Hatchet? I played that for Phil Devitt so that he got it now. Okay, there we go. Yes, Molly Hatchet. Molly Hatchet, Lizzie Borden. Get it? Okay. All right. That was the theme song. It was the opening song to the classic PlayStation game, NASCAR 98, which I never owned, but I played a lot in Toys R Us. 508-996, because I don't follow NASCAR enough to make it worth paying $50 for the game, but I'll play it when I'm in Toys R Us. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello, Tim. Good morning.
Good. How you doing?
Good. I just listened to the gentleman at Lizzie Borden coffee shop there. I visited there about a number of weeks ago, and that's a very nice little coffee shop. I got treated. I felt the workers, everybody was so nice. Joe was nice. And talk about Lizzie Borden and all that stuff. And anyway, I had a nice time and really felt very comfortable. It's a nice little place.
Were you confused between two places? Did the fact that somebody owns a different person owns a coffee shop in the house, it led to no confusion for you, right?
No. Actually, I never went to the bed and breakfast one. Never went to the house. Never done that yet. But he was very nice. It was a very small little place. You had all types of little things you could have, and it was very pleasant. And talking about, you know, it was just a nice experience for me, and my friend, and I don't see how anybody can complain. You know, they were very, very very, very nice, and just sat down there, had coffee, and pastry, and I don't understand this friction here, but, you know, it's kind of actually like, probably in my opinion, it's like a compliment having Lizzie Borden a little coffee shop next to that, and that's my take on it.
Right.
It
was I think most people feel that way. They're like, you know, one should
What's
be benefiting the other.
Yeah, yeah, and very nice people. They were talking about this and talking about, you know, Lizzie Borden and all that, the history, and I found it very interesting, and stuff I never knew.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it, and I'm glad that you weren't confused. So
I just want to, not at all, didn't, I just, as I get a try, as I heard about this, I just thought I'd call up and give my opinion.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Have a nice one. Bye-bye.
You as well. And, you know, one of the things that has been brought up to me, and I can't verify this, but I've read about it online. I've read people making this comment online, and I've had people mention it to me directly, is that the ghosts that are related to the coffee shop building. So if you're not familiar with what happened, let me just give you a quick thumbnail sketch of what went on. The building where the coffee shop is used to be a home that was owned by relatives of the Bordens, relatives of Andrew Borden. That prior to Andrew moving into that home with his family, there was an incident that happened in the coffee shop building where Eliza Borden, who was most likely suffering from postpartum depression, took her three children down into the basement, drowned two of them in the cistern, and then took her own life with a razor blade. So for a number of years, that story was rumored, but maybe not substantiated during the early days of the Lizzie Borden bed and breakfast. Then Leanne Wilbur found a newspaper article that proved that it was true. And so those children were said to haunt the third floor room with the chimney, the Hosea Knowlton room. Now, I've gone in there and had experiences, but I always felt like the children were a good cover story for whatever was haunting that room. But let's just say it was the spirits of the children. Now that somebody is in the place where the situation happened to them, that is willing to encounter them and experience them, why wouldn't they want to be over there? That was their home. And I know that's also where the horrible thing happened to them. But that was their home. But I've heard stories, and again, not substantiated, but that the tour guides will talk about those children in relation to Lizzie Borden as if Lizzie Borden knew them. That Lizzie used to go and play with her cousins, or that the children would come over into Lizzie's house to play with their cousin Lizzie. Now, the only problem with that is those children were murdered in 1848 and Lizzie Borden wasn't born until 1860. So I don't know if that is something that somebody's just incorrect about. Maybe the person taking the tour heard it incorrectly. Maybe the tour guide was referencing the ghosts playing with each other. I don't know. But I don't know if it's also an attempt to try to change the narrative to have those ghosts belong in one place over the other. I can tell you that I've investigated the coffee shop and I've had experiences. And if you follow my friend Amanda on social media at Spooky New England, you can see videos of when we investigated there and the interactions that we were getting. But it's just, to me, I think if you are U.S. Ghost Adventures in the Lizzie Borden house, you're just hurting yourself now. The judge has already laid out the case of why this isn't going to work out in your favor. And granted, you have the right to appeal. But I would say I would be looking at the negative blowback from people and saying it's just not worth it. Because they're not taking money out of your pocket. even if you wanted to sell coffee to the people that are staying in the house or the people that are visiting and touring the house. Starbucks doesn't say Dunkin' Donuts can't operate next door and sell coffee, or vice versa. So I just don't see where this works out in their favor. The court of public opinion is going to hurt you far more than federal court will, but apparently they're willing to take the risk on both sides. So 508-996-0500. We can talk more about that. We can also talk about the news that Chick-fil-A is coming to Dartmouth. We have that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app by Fun107's Gazelle. We also have my story about the funky fries being offered a Country Whip, and they also have coffee now, too. So if Miss Lizzie's is a hike for you and you're in the Acushnet area and you want a place where you can stop in and get coffee and pastry in the morning, check out the selection at Country Whip. They're going to have coffee, cappuccino, and espresso throughout the day. Also, last night, the ordinance committee for the city of New Bedford, city council, moved forward with the plan to eliminate the residency requirement for city workers. So it looks like that's going to be a done deal when it goes before the entire council for a vote. And we'll have no more residency requirement. State law will require that firefighters and police officers still have to live within 15 miles of the city, but the city will no longer require residency and, more importantly, no longer have a pay penalty for some folks that don't live in the city. So that's a huge development as well. All of that's on the table and more. We're going to take a break. 508-996-0500 or use App Chat on the WBSM app. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning, Jim.
How's it going?
Hey, I just wanted to clarify something because people seem to call up after I call and think that I want my street paved. It's absolutely not mine, okay? Let me get it one thing clear. It's actually Cottage Street. I don't live on Cottage Street. That's one of them. It's
I don't think people mean necessarily where you live, but they mean the street.
But wait a minute. Let me talk for a minute.
Hold on. Don't talk over me.
Well, I called you.
Yeah, you're done. You know what, Shawneen? You can call into this show when you are more respectful to the people that run this show. Okay? You yelled at me the other day, and I took it, and I let you yell at me the other day. But you don't have any God-given right to call into the radio station and yell at me. If you would have let me explain, you're fighting over semantics that don't matter. It's not that people are saying what street you live on. They're saying what street you want to have be paved. God, let me just tell you, everybody, you're not going to call in and yell at me and talk to me or any host like that. Any other host that gets talked to like that, I encourage them to hang up on the caller. That is not what this is about. This is civil discussion. You want to call back and speak civilly? We can do so. But I was trying to explain to you before you started nitpicking that it wasn't about where you live, but what particular street you wanted. Let me go to this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. If I wanted to open a food lunch truck over in Fall River, and I wanted to put in that parking lot behind Lizzie's, and I would call it Lizzie's Lunch and have ghost peppers on sandwiches, would I be in trouble with the museum?
Well, yes, because they own the parking lot.
Oh, do they? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, the one around the corner there, there's one on the back side.
Oh, yeah, the one on the street behind it? I mean,
yeah.
If you were permitted to do so, I don't think there's anything they could do about it.
I think this is just getting so ridiculous. So I guess you can't use the word Lizzie's anywhere in Fall River.
Well, they tried to claim the Lizzie Borden trademark for all businesses, and that's not what the trademark is. They have the trademark for the name Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast and Lizzie Borden House. That's what they have the trademark for, not right. Lizzie Borden.
It seems so asinine, but I guess people want to fight about certain things. And yep. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, if...
But I was just kidding around. I said, yes, well, if I call Lizzie's lunch, wow, I could be in trouble then.
I was going to say, if you want to make a Lizzie Borden sandwich, I'd be happy to try it. I just don't know if I can do the ghost peppers on it.
I don't know what I put into it.
Just don't make it rancid mutton, which is the legend is what it was served.
My father loves to eat that, supposedly.
So
I've only tried mutton once in my life, and it didn't impress me at all.
Well, it'd be even worse if it was rancid, so.
I'm sure. All right, buddy.
All right, you have a good day.
All right. You also. Bye-bye.
Let me take this final break and get it out of the way. Callers, hang on. We'll try to squeeze you into the time that we have left. Go lightning round. Try to get everybody through. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's up? I have a quick question, man.
Sure.
What happened to the toll-free number?
Is it no longer? I don't know if it's no longer. I don't think it works anymore. I don't think there was any real need for it anymore because of, people use cell phones now or most calling plans have, all calls included.
Sometimes I'd call on my landline. And because I live farther away, the toll-free number was very useful. So it's not in use anymore, is what you're saying?
I don't think so. I mean, we still have the line. I just don't, we still have four open phone lines. I just don't think the 800 number connects to one anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. All right.
Thanks for the call. And let's take this one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
You are ancient trick.
That's... Now you're banned. And I'm going to tell all the other hosts you're banned as well and to hang up on you right away. We're going to give you a timeout for a little while. And call up and be rude and then use that language. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. These people are something else today.
I love her. I'm just not going to put up with rudeness.
No, you give her a little break. Maybe it's too early for her. Anyway, I didn't know they were putting a Trader Joe's in at the Christmas tree shop.
That's the rumor that we're working to confirm.
Oh, we don't know yet? Oh, okay. I'm not going to pass it around then.
Well, I don't know. The last I heard, somebody from Fun 107 was working to confirm it. I don't know if they were able to yet.
Yeah, I know it. But anyway, what are you doing for Easter? What are you going to make, a ham?
No, I don't do anything for Easter.
No. And we're just going to have ham, I guess. But anyway, well, you have a great day. And when's your next trip?
Not for a while. I'm going to be around here and doctor's appointments and all that stuff.
Oh, you're doing great. Oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to tell you. He was on Facebook yesterday.
Who's
your
that?
Your doctor, LaRocque.
Oh, really?
Article. Yeah, it was a big article on Facebook. It wasn't on your page. It was there. And it said, I think it must have been you, which I had.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.